Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. No answer. So he told that, please give me this service. When Ram will take high yawn, then I will do this. I say, you should do. And he sat on the door and he was doing always like this. And Ram was taking yawn always. Today anyone could not serve because Ram always doing this. He had no time to take prasadam, no time of sleepiness, no time of anything, no messaging, nothing, always doing. A new big problem came. Four are dressed, Sita, and they had no time to serve because he was doing always. And they told that, why you are doing so? Because you have not given any service. I don't know when he will take your heart. So I'm doing always this. And Ram was always doing this. Then they came to Hanuman and told that, excuse me, what do you want? We will give service to you. And then they divided also the service. So Hanuman cannot be without. He is Prime Minister of Ram. He is helper of Ram. He is servant of Ram. He is Chamas, Paduka, air, fan, everything. His tail is like Chamas. Sometimes making a pole to from his. When a battle was going between Ram and Raman, skillfully Raman called his son, that is Mahiraman. He used to live in England. And from here he called and he went there. Raman told that, my dear son, you should kill both Ram and Lakshman. Oh, I can do easily. And he took the shape of Vibhishan. And in the night he entered where Ram and Lakshman were sleeping. With cord, bait, he took both and entered in Patal Lok and came to this here. He has a Kali, Mahakali. And he was worshipper of Mahakali. He brought it, and in the night he was preparing to give sacrifice of Ram and Lakshman head to Devi. So many demons were there, and everything preparation was done. My Raman told that, what you want? You want to take anything? Any desire? Ram Lakshman told that, no desire. Then a very big fire was burning there, and they were ready to take the head of Ram and Lakshman to kill and to give it in sacrifice. Anyhow, Hanuman knew this. All were crying in there in Lanka. And Hanuman at once jumped from there and came to this England, this place. And in a very little shape, in a monkey, but more like very little, like a more than ant. And he entered in a flower and he went to Devi. When priest gave this, or Mahiraman gave this mala to Devi, he became very weak and kept his feet on the head of Kali, and he pressed Kali so much that he went in Patal. And he took the sword and he cut down all with my Ravan and gave in fire. Then Ram and Krishna, Ram and Lakshman were so happy. He told that we should now go to Lanka. Now how we can go? Oh, come on my soldier. So Ram and Lakshman sat on the soldier of Hanuman, and Hanuman quickly. But there one thing happened. There was a monkey who told Hanuman that, why you have come here? Who are you? Who are you? Hanuman told. Oh, I am son of Hanuman. Oh, I have no son. I am Hanuman. I have no son. Oh, I am your son. How? Because when you jumped in sea after burning Lanka, your sweat came into sea and a fish took it. And from that fish, I am your son. So I am saving, protecting this kingdom of Mahirama. You cannot enter. Then Hanuman forcibly visited him and he binded in his own tail there. And he defeated and he killed Mahiraman and came. So Hanuman can do everything. He was general also, private secretary also, always serving. Once Sita Devi was in Ayodhya and he went in his decorated room, Shringar Bhavan. What? Shringar Bhavan? And after taking bath, she was taking sindoor here for Indian chest lady. It is essential. It is called sohar. Widow don't take, but if they are married, they should take this sign. So Sita was doing so. Hanuman at once went there and told the mother, "What you are doing? What is this red thing?" He told that, "Oh son, dear son, this is called suhar. A chaste lady should take it so that his husband should be so long life. So for my husband's long life, I am taking this." Then Sita, after decorated herself, he came to Ram in the council. And Hanuman went in that room, dressing room, and he took all the sindoor, a red collar, and gave water and took everywhere. If Sita takes here only and Ram has a long life, then I will color myself whole that Ram should live long and long. And he went, he also went in the council. All were laughing. Ram was also laughing. "Oh, Hanuman, what we have done today? I have done it only to long live you, for you. If Sita takes only very lean and thin here, and your life is so prolonged, then I took that in my whole body that you should live long, longer, longer." So Hanuman is serving in so many ways. Without Ram, he cannot live. Even Krishna is calling him, he is not ready to go. But if anyone tells that he is not Krishna, he is Ram, calling in Ayodhya, at once he quickly comes more than Garuda. He is so much superior than Garuda. And he comes at once. He sees that Krishna has become Ram. And he told that, "Oh, Rukmini, Satyabhama, you should become Sita." But he denied, "I cannot be Sita." Then he told to Rukmini. Rukmini at once became Sita. and he took darshan off and again returned. So Hanuman always serving, whether Ram is there or not, anywhere Krishna is going off from, he is there. He is hearing by less and less ears. He is chanting less and less mouth and less ears. So we should serve our devotee Krishna like this. So in evening I will finish this. Gaur Pranam. Kempurush. He also. Like Vrindavan, Krishna lives always in Vrindavan, never lives. So he lives in Kempurush, but you cannot see. As we cannot see Krishna in Vrindavan and cannot see Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, but he still is playing and doing everything. So Hanuman is in Kempurush Vash. What is Kempurush Vash? You know? Tibbat. Tibbat, you know? Tibbat is Kempurush Vash. But we cannot see with these eyes. Gaur Prema. If you will chant more, I will leave. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol. Thank you. Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga,
Nitai Gauranga Jai,
Nitai Gauranga Jai,
Nitai Gauranga.